Romans 7 is not the norm of the child of God. Amen. Romans 7 is a dead man walking. Romans 7 is maybe they knew the Lord. Maybe they'd been born. Maybe they did. Paul speaks, I believe, hypothetically in Romans 7 and 9. I do not believe that Paul had a sin problem. But there are those that teach the great apostle Paul had a secret sin problem even when he was turning the world upside down. He was plagued with a secret sin. No! No! He said, it's not I that live, it's Christ that liveth in me. In Romans 7, he says, if I'm doing things I don't want to do, I know that it's not me, but it's sin that lives in me. That's not the Apostle Paul. That's not his experience. That's not his revelation. But in Romans 7 and 9, he speaks hypothetically for the general religious crowd. But he says, I was alive without the law once. But when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. And then he goes into the law is spiritual. I'm carnal, sold under sin. Are you sold under sin? Praise God.
No, sir.
Well, praise God. Then you're not sold under sin. You've been bought with a price. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And sold under sin doesn't mean that it was Jesus that bought you. Sold under sin, it means that sin's the one that's got you. Hallelujah. That's right. Praise the law is spiritual, but I'm carnal. We saw yesterday Paul couldn't speak to that Corinthian church as spiritual, but as under carnal. And the proof of it, there was divisions and contentions and envies and strife was the proof of their carnality. And the definition of their carnality is that you walk as men. It wasn't Christ who was living, as a man that was trying to live.
Amen.
That's amazing.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
But you come on down through Romans 7, a dead man walking. I would do good, but evil's present with me. The good I would, I do not. The evil I would not do, that I do. I find that the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I know not. You know? I know that if I do things that I don't want to do, it's not I that do it, but it's sin that dwells in me. I find then a law warred against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin and death. Oh, wretched man that I am! Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? That is not the Christian Amen. Experience. That is not the walk of the child of God. Oh, let me tell you, the serpent that talked to Eve in the garden, it finds a place to talk to the people in the church and say, hey, this is normal. This is okay. This is all right, as long as you want to do good. You know, as long as you want to do good, it doesn't matter that what you do is evil, because as long as you want to do good, it's okay. That's a normal experience. After all, sin is still in you, and you'll always be a sinner as long as you live in this body. That's what the serpent tells you. And the serpent, you know where I believe he was? I believe he was hanging there in the limbs of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Enticing Eve and Adam. Look how beautiful this is. Look how nourishing this is. Look how much wisdom is in this. Hallelujah. They're hanging in the limbs. It's the serpent that's doing the talking. And I'm using a little bit of imagination there. But listen to me. I'll give you 10 steps as to how to put aside the things that you shouldn't be, you know, a step plan. Yeah. Look at the beauty of this and the nourishment, the wisdom. They go to these step plan meetings, even AA, where that your higher power could be that light bulb because it sheds light upon you. And put their trust in a higher power, that light bulb, to give you strength to one day at a time not take another drink. To wake up every day and say, I'm an alcoholic. I'll always be an alcoholic. And I don't say I'll never drink again, but I won't drink today because I'm drawing strength from my light bulb.
My Lord.
I'm not being facetious. Your higher power in AA can be anything you designate as your higher power. And it was a man from AA that told me that it could be a light bulb because it sheds light upon you. And they say that much learning has made us crazy. Praise the Lord. Listen to me. And the serpent said, you follow these steps every day. You confess that you're an alcoholic every day and just draw strength one day at a time not to drink and do it tomorrow one day at a time not to drink and do it tomorrow one day at a time not to drink and maybe you can finish your life not drinking, but you'll always be an alcoholic. And then here comes a preacher professing to preach the gospel. And we accept Jesus Christ and we wake up every day and say, I'm a sinner. And I'll always be a sinner. And it's not even as strong as the light bulb that they trust in. Because the one that trusts in the light bulb says, I won't drink today. But the one that trusts in that gospel says, I sin every day. Is it all right? No, not to believe that is not all right. The God of the step plan. Hiding in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And I could go on and on and on. The God of the religious principles. You go through these principles every day that you live. You wake up in the morning, sit on the side of your bed, and begin to clad yourself in the whole armor of God. Every morning, get up and put on the breastplate of righteousness, to gird your loins about with truth. Sit down and shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And before you go out the door, pull the helmet of salvation on. What happened? Did you backslide overnight? But they go through those rituals of religion. This was a biggie just about 20, 25 years ago. One thing I need every day, and that's bread from heaven.
Amen.
That's renewal in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every day.
Hallelujah.
Every day.
Hallelujah.
I don't try to die every day. I died once.
Amen.
With Christ.
Amen.
But I'm renewed day by day. Just like some of you are not renewed in the flesh until you have your morning cup of coffee. Praise God. But praise the Lord.